Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Thank you for tuning in to Capital Irish, coming to you on 106.1 FM Access Radio. And I'm Alice Paul. We broadcast every Sunday at midday and bring you some news about things that are happening in Ireland or about Irish things happening in New Zealand. Or indeed, if we're very lucky and we're not in lockdown, we could be doing lots of interviews with different interesting people who come to New Zealand for a while or are passing through, and musicians. But today, I'm just going to be on my own at home, recording this from my own house because the studio was all closed up, as you know, because of lockdown. And I thought that I would really love to, and have been wanting to do this for a while on the programme, talk about one of my all-time favourite singers, traditional Irish singers, but also not just my favourite. She was actually nominated at one stage as the very, very best Irish, traditional Irish singer ever to come out of Ireland, Ethna Niall Chan. Now, Ethna was in the band La Lu with her husband, Gerry O'Connor. So some of you may be familiar with the band La Lu, and it's spelled L-A-L-U-G-H if you want to check it out on YouTube. But just to start the program today, well, first of all, thanks a million to our sponsors, of course, and very loyal and good sponsors, Peter and Susie McGuinness and the Hutt Valley Irish Society and the Wellington Trust. Now, the Hutt Valley Irish Society is the one that I go to, and we have a potluck dinner there on the last Sunday of every month. And obviously not this month, but every other month when things are going well and there's no COVID around. And we go down there about 5:30 and the children sing and everybody mixes really well. It's just lovely. And if you are new to New Zealand or new to Wellington and you want to meet some new people, it's the place to go. It's really lovely. Very friendly atmosphere and really nice. And the other thing is to welcome our latest little grandchild, lovely Willa Callan Grant. She's 3 months old today, and I want to dedicate the very first song to her today. And it's, of course, Ethna Niall Chan. And it is a lovely song about a baby, Babog na Baltana. Now, Baltana, it's the May baby, and she was actually a June baby, but this is a beautiful, beautiful song sung beautifully by Ethna. So sit back and relax and listen to this. Gonna malin a yeshin
this night and the shine of the pleasure, cause all the more hidden on side.
Beautiful. I hope you enjoyed that beautiful song by Ethna Ní Luachán, and I'm going to play a few more from Ethna, as many as we can fit in today. I'm Alice Paul, and we are coming to you from Capital Irish, broadcasting on 106.1 FM. And as I said, we come to you every Sunday morning, bringing you some stories about Ireland or Irish things happening here in New Zealand. At the moment, there's not much happening because we're in lockdown, so we have to keep nice and quiet and do what we're told. But if anybody out there has any concerns or any worries, please get in contact with the Irish Embassy, because they are only far too willing to help with in any circumstances that may arise during lockdown that you're worried about. Please make contact with them and they will see you through. So Ethna was born in 1957 into a Gaelic-speaking family. She was born on the border of County Louth and Armagh. And so it was an unusual thing to be so lucky to be brought up in a family that reflected, you know, the Irish tradition in every sense of the word, from the language and song and music. And she said herself of her upbringing, Ethna said, "I was born into a passionate, intelligent family whose passion for the Irish language, for literature and for learning was the foundation stone of all my music, on which all my music was based. My father's love of song steered the course and purpose of my life." So between that and striking up with a friendship with Jerry O'Connor, who was an established young fiddle player living in Dundalk, and that friendship would lead to a lifelong musical partnership. And she married Jerry in 1978. And they then put all their energy into reinterpreting the music of the Oriel, which was the area encompassing the counties of Louth, Armagh and Monaghan. And in 1983, they recorded their first album in the studio of Gaylin. So then they toured in Europe, and they did four CDs. I think it took four albums altogether, and each one contains the lovely songs that Ethna has, some compositions which she has done herself and other old traditional songs. But the next song I'd love to play for you is just another one to sit back and really relax and enjoy. It's the English translation is "I'm Weary of Lying Alone," Tom Kercher Ove Imoli. So enjoy the beautiful bilingual interpretation of this song.
Thank you.
tuned in to Capital Irish on Access Radio 106.1 FM. I'm Alice Paul, and talking to you today from home because of the lockdown, not in the studio today. And we have been listening to Ethna Nualuchan, beautiful, beautiful singer in the traditional Irish sense, and lovely interpretations of songs. And I thought we'd go straight into listening to another one of her songs. That this one is Lough Erin Shore. And any of you who will know a few of the traditional Irish songs will know it's been recorded by almost everybody, from, you know, the most famous singers to the old singers from Ireland. Everybody who's done an Irish folk song has done this one. But this rendition is by far the most beautiful. It is the most beautiful, haunting, lovely, lovely voice. And yeah, listen to Ethna singing Lough Erin Shore.
With me this night.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. I'm Alice Paul, and I've been taking you through some of the songs of the amazing, beautiful singer Ethna Ní Uachtaráin. And I hope you have enjoyed so far what you've heard. She certainly is has hundreds more songs that you can listen to if you go online. And you can also see a beautiful tribute to her called, it's in a short film called Bilingua. And it's been, it was done by her son, Donal, who's also an amazing musician. Of course, he inherited his musicianship from his mother and father and all his forebears. So it's well worth going in to see that. And what he has done as well, as he's put together an album called Bilingua, which includes many of the songs that both she and Gerry O'Connor had recorded in the years prior to her death. So I think that's also lovely. I've listened to so many of them, and one is nicer than the next. I can't pick out which one I like best, because they're all so good. But the one that I'd like to finish off with today is called Bridget's Kiss. And of course, St. Bridget is a very, very prominent saint in the area around Fochart, Dundalk, where Ethna lived. And this was a very important part of the songs and the writing, the compositions that she did for that area. So I hope you'll enjoy this, and do take care of yourselves during lockdown. Do everything you're told to do by Jacinta, because if we follow her instructions, we'll be fine. And it's been one of the most envied countries in the world, New Zealand, during the whole COVID crisis. And I have every faith that it will keep going the way it's going, and we'll be safe if we do what we're told. And everybody, if I've already mentioned that, if there's any problems or anybody is in strife of any kind and you need some help from the Irish Embassy in connection with passports or wanting to know about any situation that you think they can help you with, they're very, very friendly and very happy to help. So just look up the number online and give them a call. Okay, that's it for today. And thank you again for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. No news is good news from Ireland. Just lots of new Delta cases, but really we're all over Delta, so we'll not talk about it today. But they're having a fabulous summer and dining outside and really enjoying it. So hopefully maybe next summer some of us can join them if we're allowed to travel again. Okay, look after yourselves. Sláinte agus beannacht.
Unfolding now the time. You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.